We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know there's not much that I can say that would make things any better right now, but I just want you to see in my eyes how sorry I am for the comments that I made yesterday. I know that it hurt many people, especially friends, teammates, former teammates, loved ones, people that I care and respect deeply. That was never my intention. I wish I would have laid out what was on my heart in regards to the George Floyd murder, Ahmaud Arbery, the years and years of social injustice, police brutality, and the need for so much reform and change in regards to legislation and so many other things to bring equality to our Black communities. I am sorry, and I will do better, and I will be part of the solution, and I am your ally. And I know no words will do that justice.
All right, that was Drew Brees after being the hot topic yesterday. Oh, man, it was hot everywhere. Everywhere, everybody talking from Drew Brees' comments and everything else. And I thought Drew Brees put that fire out pretty fast for, well, this thing might linger and Drew won't change his take on this. And good for Drew to, oh, no, how's that going to be? And Drew Brees put that fire out in a team meeting with everybody real quickly on Zoom and said, hey, man. And so starting with that group probably anyway, and everybody had a different take on it yesterday. I heard it. I only went out for a second and heard it from, of course, I'm at tennis now. I don't want to make it sound like I'm in the middle of a grocery store, but hey, you got a second? I was like, hey, Joe, you have a second? Hey, I want to, like, yeah. And so I always do this. I go, oh, yeah, I just did 4 hours on it thinking, oh, yeah. I didn't think of that. Like, so it's either part bait, like, to see if I'm going to say the same things to them or what. That, because I get the people feel strongly one way or the other about this whole thing. I do. I get it. Not that I agree, but. I understand. Okay, everybody's got their own opinion. We all have. We wouldn't have shows right now. Listen to me. I'd be looking for something else to do if we didn't have talk radio. So I do understand it. And so I hung around for extra 30 or 40 minutes while I was gassed yesterday and continue to be super out of shape. But it was an interesting one. I'm sure everybody's had these conversations more so recently. And I don't think it's all bad that everybody's talking about it. Not you have to agree with it, but I hope we're all listening a little bit and not setting our ways as we get older. Both ways. Hey, listen, me too, man. I mean, you know, hey, Joe, I just want to tell you, you know, I this and that. And you don't have to go around calling somebody a piece of crap or whatever.
Well, some people do, but you shouldn't, right?
But I get it. I get that's the way right now. Things are a little different. I've tried to take more patience pills myself, considering we've got, 40 million plus people out of work right now. It's a lot of things. So everybody's got their own, you know, opinions and families and friends. And you hope that even if you disagree, you're able to talk about it and where one or the other doesn't get mad or people aren't talking and all that stuff, right? You hope it doesn't get to that like my family has in California. You hope it doesn't get to that situation.
I like the specifics. I like when you have a specific.
No. Yeah. Just like my family in California. It's all divided out there.
Well, yeah, listen, let me tell you something. Your family's not the only one. Go around the world. It's bad. It's really bad out there. That's the problem. It's and it get, and the problem is it's getting worse every day. because people are seeing videos or seeing this and they disagree or say this wasn't bad or that wasn't bad or this is horrendous. It's just the world we're living in today. It just stinks that it goes into the house and there might not be four or five people in the same house that all agree on it.
Well, I'll tell you one yesterday, and there's been a lot because there's still protests out there and stuff. And did you see the 75-year-old man in Buffalo?
God. Oh,
he
God.
Was knocked out. Those guys were walking around him after shoving him down.
Right.
And I'm like, I guess he's okay. So it's, you know, the good news is, you know, there's no guarantees, by the way, when you get shoved down and you're 75 and you hit the back of your head. But that was, you know, I guess what the mayor of Buffalo came out and said, yeah, it's not a good look.
Yeah, you think?
No crap. I wanted to say no shit.
Right, right.
Yeah, like, yeah. So.
But what makes it worse, too, is the fact that, and not to get into a full political thing here, but what makes it worse also is when the first statement that comes out that goes, oh, he tripped and he fell. And it's like, no, there's video. We saw it. Right. Like, we saw the video. Come on.
He got an assist on the trip. Let's just call it so everybody's happy. He got an assist on the trip going down.
Right. I mean, it was an alley-oop. I mean, come on.
It wasn't like he tripped on a crack between the sidewalk, you know, squares there. Like, he got a little help on going down. I understand when you're 75, your balance is not as good, but yeah. Hey, listen, we got a lot of other stuff to get to here. Is the NHL, NBA, and MLS. I wanted to make sure I said the right ML. The MLS is getting closer and coming up with dates and still waiting on locations for some of them. NHL, still waiting, but the NBA looks like they pretty well. They'll have another vote today with the union, but looks like they're really close and got it together and everything else and see what it looks like. I'm really looking forward to a Panthers as a 10 seed and the Heat as a 4 seed. So we're going to have some teams when we go to this format. We're not the teams being sent home, the 7 in one sport and 8 in the other. We're going to have some teams there that we can watch and see how they do with. And maybe the great neutralizer for all this, for all these sports, and I haven't seen the soccer team play yet. But the interesting part might be for this thing is with 2 months off and no home ice or home court, I'm really curious to see how everybody plays. It's basically like going to play a pickup game every day with your buddies, except there's officials, there's a championship on the line. Yep, it's going to look like the same championship that everybody else has won. It's going to be treated the same way when it goes in the books. It's going to, if LeBron wins it, it's going to be number 4 because that's what everybody's talking about. LeBron's going to be able to break away from the 3 club, which a lot of those guys are in the 3 club, and get to the 4 club where you know in the back of his mind he is still dying to get to 6 and match, you know, that other guy is and try to get up there.
Joe, yeah. I think the goal is 7. Go one up.
Well, that's a lot of winning.
I mean, I know that's a lot,
winning for a 35-year-old man.
I know, but you know what? When you're
athlete, by the way,
when you're basically the GM of one of the biggest teams in the NBA, and you have and your best friend's the agent of a lot of good players, and you could somehow get some players to come there, and you could load up every year if you can, especially with, I mean, obviously with the salary cap, you have to worry about that. But if you somehow could do it, Joey's in the right place to do it to get there. Anthony Davis, they could pull another guy out there. Like a team could be good for a couple years if they stay that way.
Isn't it basically LeBron's agency? I mean, yes, I love when everybody says, you know, that's his buddy, and he kind of, like, all those guys, whether it's the marketing guy or the agent, his guys that he grew up with, that he's been with, that he trusts the most in that group. Yeah, LeBron's got, honestly, LeBron for his sport is the most powerful. It's not even close. His power and the power that he holds in that sport is, I was thinking about this, like soccer, tennis,
no,
golf.
No.
So I went to individual sports.
Right.
And then you go to all the team sports. LeBron's at a different level. Soon as LeBron says, hey, we want to play, commissioner goes, you know, LeBron speaking on behalf of a lot of guys, what LeBron says, he's made himself a really, really the most powerful guy in sports.
Right. No coincidence after the NBA comes out with a statement saying, we're going to see what we could do to get back and play, but it might not happen. And the next day or that night, LeBron says, we're ready to go, and negotiations start right up again.
Right.
There's no coincidence there. And he's best buddies, by the way, with the Players Association president, Chris Paul. Like, they have, you want to talk about, he's the most powerful man in sports. Not just the NBA, he's in sports.
No, that's, I agree.
Yeah, like,
said.
It's not. Right. He is the most powerful man in all of sports. And you would think that someone in the NFL would be able to claim that right, but it's not even close.
Zach, I don't know about that. I don't know.
Joe, what's close?
We've never had a guy in NFL even close to
right
the power of the best players in the NBA. It just doesn't happen. It's, you just never had a guy that could dominate at that long, that's been able to do it. Just the football thing is just completely different. Listen, Tom Brady's been numbers-wise the most dominant guy, and we talk about, we want to see their games, but as far as,
but if Tom Brady was the president of the Players Association and he was able to be that guy, you don't think that he would be one of the most powerful men in sports?
No.
Popularity, winning, and president of the Players Association of the biggest league
popular.
In the country?
I think he's popular, but it would be no pull.
He also doesn't own an agency, so that, you know, that helps.
Just no overall pull. Hell, they suspended the guy. Like, they like, hey, Tom, you're really good, but before you come back and put up numbers, you're only going to play 12 games this year. You're not playing the full 16, which, by the way, made everybody pay because his 12 games were what a friggin' year it was. Hey, we got all that stuff, and then behind that, and we're talking about getting all these games back, and the coronavirus hits the Alabama group. Got to talk about it because I'm just, my first thought was, so if you haven't heard, coronavirus, the coronavirus reminder, I call it, at least 5 Alabama players have the coronavirus from voluntary workouts. They've been going one-on-one in their voluntary workouts where a coach is out there kind of overseeing everything. But they're going through all this stuff, and at least 5 of their players have it. And I'm thinking, wow. I don't know how these sports, and if they do, and if any of the sports that are coming back to play, and because we got to throw family in this too, because part of everybody's deal is they want their family with them. And I get it. Nobody, you know, guys don't want to be by themselves coming home from a good day at work or a bad day at work and not be able to see their kids and the wife and you know, and the little ones and stuff. I don't know how in the hell you're going to keep everybody healthy. Because the numbers aren't like disappearing. I just don't know. I'm not one of these health doctors. I just don't know how it's going to happen when these guys come back, and Alabama, like, oh yeah, we're doing these little workouts, and we already got 5 guys with it. I'm like, jeez, my gosh. So,
Not a good start.
I just don't know how. I guess that's going to be almost as big a story as watching the games and stuff is going to be, because I just think, how about all of a sudden you're playing great and your best player or 2 of your best players who hang out together get the coronavirus, or 2 of your key players, whatever your sport is, get the coronavirus. They're out.
Right.
It ain't like a 3-day like sprained ankle or a 5-day sprained ankle. You're done. Couple weeks. That's you go from winning to corona knocks you out, man.
And that's the nightmare situation for hockey and for the NBA at this point too, even MLS. Like, what if we get one of the star players on one of these big teams, number one seed teams, all of a sudden go down with it and another guy in the locker room gets it and then they got to shut down 3 or 4 guys. I mean, can you imagine the Lakers or the Clippers or Milwaukee if one of their star guys all of a sudden gets it right before they're supposed to start, you know, the Western Conference Finals or Eastern Conference Finals, and all of a sudden they're out. They're done. There's no, it's not an ankle, right.
And now, you know what you have? You have the guys at the end of the bench that are now going to have to play a key role in you winning a championship. So we'll see. It'd be an amazing story, honestly. It will be an amazing story if anybody, the NHL, the NBA or MLS, I don't know what's going to happen with Major League Baseball. All bets are off, if you noticed. I'm not even talking about them after yesterday.
Done, right.
I don't even know if they look at each other's stuff anymore. I think they just hear it and they throw it in the garbage. When it's sent over, they just throw it in the garbage. But yeah, the other ones, the story will be, are we not talking about the coronavirus with all the safety and stuff and testing and, hey, you know, one of my kids was kind of sick last night. You want to check me? And then how do you keep, by the way, you're bringing your families because you're in Orlando in the case of the NBA. How the hell do you bring those kids to Orlando and they're all excited to find out daddy's going to play in Orlando? They ain't thinking about daddy playing in those NBA games. I can tell you what they're thinking about. All those friggin' fun parks for kids. That's what they're thinking about.
Right, right. Imagine being a kid and your dad's in the NBA and you're going to Orlando for like 2 months and thinking you're going to go to Disney World twice, three times a week, Universal Studios once, twice a week.
Now
and
you're telling them they can't go.
Right, and you're not.
You get to walk around the hotel. Right. But we're going to let you walk around the hotel in the park.
Right.
We'll play catch or something. Yeah, it's...
I can't imagine that.
It's going to be wild to see how it all plays out. It is. It will be. But listen, I'll take anything at this point. We got to go to break. We'll jump on 305-567-0560 if you want to join us on the text machine. It was loaded down yesterday with passion, hatred, mean-spirited,
more
patriotism.
Right. Joe's a commie.
Protesting us. All right, we got it. Yeah, right. And we found a commie bastard. He's right here in Davie, and it's not you. All right, we got to go to break. We'll be back after this. How do you like your burger? And I go, medium with bacon.
Is that the night that everyone was ordering all the healthy stuff and you got a bacon cheeseburger?
Yeah, they were all eating.
Good for you.
I said, man, if I'm out, I don't know how many days left I have at that delicious cheeseburger. But, yeah, it was sure good over there, man. It was plenty tasty. Hey, by the way, Zach, let's check in on a couple. 305-567-0560 with everything going on. I know a lot of people send in text messages. We appreciate them. What do you have coming in?
All right, well, right after you started talking about the Alabama story, we got a couple texts quickly in. First one is, any update on the Northwestern high school football coach?
So, I've been told that Max Edwards been fired.
Wow.
So that he was let go. That his assistants are still there. Somehow, you know, it was they decided it was all Max. And let me just give you a few things that I've heard from people in the community that have been reaching out. I appreciate it. That Max wasn't there. Somebody came by and took a rat picture. Oof. At a park. With the kids all together, and they decided that because of that, and of course, the picture was sent to superintendent of schools, and then made its way up north to the good old boys, better known as Florida High School Athletic Association, but the decision was made down here. It wasn't made by the High School Athletic Association. It didn't say fire them. They could have done a small suspension. I think they're already looking for a new coach. I just want to say this, and I don't want to get in, you know, people are going to say, well, they shouldn't have been together. There are no rules and regulations in high school football. They're really, it's a Wild West. Compared to the rest of the country, the state of Florida is the Wild West for everything. From the illegal recruiting that's done here that nobody polices, from teams coming from out of the state. The only thing I've seen anybody even get like half the forfeit games over was there were some birth certificate 19-year-olds playing football. And that was going back to Carroll City. Outside of that, I mean, guys are working out together. Coaches are involved. It's going on all over the place. And Dade County is sitting down there going, do you think this is going, like, you know what embarrasses me the most? Some of the people that are involved underneath the superintendent of schools have been principals in the inner city that I see at games. Some of his top guys I've seen at games before they took their new positions and stuff. And now all of a sudden, they want to act like Northwestern's the only one that's doing this. Now, I'm going to say this. Northwestern and St. Thomas Aquinas, again this year, are the two best teams in South Florida. They're loaded. Northwestern is loaded. Loaded with players that everybody in the country wants, almost like St. Thomas, almost. Not. So, he's out there. I agree. Like, if it's wrong and it's blatant, and but it's going on everywhere. The conditioning together, the working, passing game, assistant coaches overseeing stuff there. It's going on everywhere. And this is not the day of rat. I'm not looking to destroy high school football. But if Dade County's going to act like, wow, I can't believe Northwestern did this, and they decided, could have easily suspended them, could have said, you know, Max can take, we got to give you a 2-game or 4-game, whatever you want to do. You want to go NFL style, whatever. They got rid of this guy. No support from the principal on this. The only thing I don't know how the kids respond. Listen, Max Edwards got to get some credit that they've won 3 state championships. That, you know, he's a head coach and probably on their way to another one unless something crazy happens this year. They're loaded. So I don't know what else to say. I just think it's a little harsh for a guy that's one of the toughest jobs in South Florida, keeping kids together, keeping them from not going to different schools. I mean, but high school football has so many problems. It's such a joke. It's the biggest Wild West. It's such a joke for people that follow it day to day. It's such a joke. And I know nobody wants to say anything, and we want to get along and stuff. So now they decide, they haven't done anything to anybody. And they decide, well, Max Edwards got to pay. Because some rat out there took a picture driving by and sent it to the superintendent of schools. And from there. So I don't know if they're looking into it. I don't know if Mac's going to get his job back. But that's the update. That's it.
Yep. All right. Well, that's, and some of the next text that came in right after.
Frigging kids, like frigging.
Right.
They go from school to school. They go to, we got guys jumping school to school. It's, I got PR. Oh, it's good. It's good for the sport. Okay. If everybody likes it, let's do it. All right. What else?
Well, the next one was, is Nick Saban going to get suspended like the Northwestern coach did after 5 players tested positive?
Yeah, I think. I don't even know what the rules are. Like, I don't know if, like, first of all, I don't want to act like I know all the college rules. I don't know if coaches can be out there on the field right now or not. I don't know if they've allowed him to do that. But did it look like in that picture there was some guys kind of overseeing stuff? So I'm guessing.
Yep.
I don't know what the rules are before, but nobody's giving on Nick Saban. They're like, right?
No, not going to happen. They might ask who was out there. No way. Even if Nick was out there, would they say that he was out there? So another one said, so Joe, after hearing about the Alabama players testing positive for coronavirus, you still think what the Northwestern head coach did was right? I think you already kind of answered that.
I just think there's more to this thing. I'm glad he's keeping these kids together, keeping them in something that's organized every day. So I'm looking at a bigger picture than just timing for a 50-yard touchdown pass and seeing what you have out there. And I think the message is there's another one there, and keeping them in something organized every day and having people. I think it's the same way with all these coaches. I think they, especially for tough jobs and tough backgrounds of some of these kids, I think you have to, they need somebody to keep an eye on them, mentor, make sure they're okay. I mean, I don't mind if you comment on this, but you have to understand where Northwestern is, and that's got to come into play.
All right. Next one says, these guys haven't been back long enough to have contracted the coronavirus at practice. They brought it back with them. Should have never been allowed to practice until test results were in. Yeah,
great one, by the way. Very, very good text. Very, very good text. But that leads me to, went in the school, when they come in and they're on campus and they're working out in those beautiful facilities like nobody's business at Alabama, wouldn't you think somebody, you know Nick Saban, if he calls anybody in Alabama, including the governor, and says, I need 10,000 tests, the best ones you have, who do you think's getting them first?
Right. Not even a question.
Who do you think's getting them first, man?
Yeah.
And so it does make you kind of wonder, like, yeah, don't you make everybody coming back like, hey, guys, when you work out, you got to work out basically by yourself for till we get back. So that's a great text, though. I agree.
Yep. And someone asked if we saw the video and why aren't we talking about Jarvis Landry and the players video that I guess they put out.
I didn't see it. No, sorry. Okay,
yeah. The players put out one.
I have not seen everything, so I apologize. I tried to. Matter of fact, I didn't see till this morning some, you know, stuff still coming out and tried to get caught up. I don't know what time they put it out. I tried to look at everything, hear what everybody's saying and everything else. So if I'm sorry, I didn't purposely.
No, I think it was put out close to 10 p.m. last night.
Well, I got no shot.
Right, yeah.
So I just want to say to everybody that I go to bed early right now. There's nothing on. I go to bed. And I get up super early. So if he put out something at 10 or you send me a text at 10 or you want to have a talk at 9:30 or 10, I'm working on a serious sleep. I'm in a deep sleep somewhere. I don't know where my dream takes me, but I'm sleeping.
Right. It was a video that players made, not the NFL, but it was sent, I guess, towards the NFL, you know, in the support of everything going on right now. A lot of the big name players in the NFL were in it.
Okay.
Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, I think Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, Tyrann Mathieu, I think I even saw.
Patrick
Peterson.
All right. So I saw comments that they wanted the commissioner to come out and the league to come out and say Black Lives Matter? Is that the one you're talking about?
Basically it was, yes.
I saw the headline of that this morning, but I didn't hear the video.
That's the video they're asking if we saw or why we're not talking about it.
So all right, man. Well, listen, we're not talking about it because I didn't see it, and I apologize.
And by the way, another one that came in. Overnight, Drew Brees is no longer a racist, but Joe, you're still a commie. Laugh out loud.
Okay. I told you guys the funny thing about that. Like, when somebody gets mad at somebody when in back, it like if you got called a commie, it was like you're a commie. Oh, what? You call me what? I'm a what? You're a commie, and so it was kind of funny. Like that had to be some old school person that was really upset that was set in their ways that calls me a commie. It's pretty funny. Like, it doesn't hurt me at all. Like, seriously, it's like me getting called, and I've been called a cracker. Like, doesn't. I love crackers. I eat them. Love them. Ritz crackers.
What about Graham crackers?
There are like names. But there's names. Like, I'm okay, man. Like, if you call, you know, I prefer you leave my family out of it, call them names, but I'm an open book. Hey, we got to go to break, man. We got Hollywood's headlines coming up. Got a lot of stuff going on there. Woody, how do you feel today? Are you upbeat, or are you kind of down about everything? How are you feeling today?
A little bit down.
Oh,
I could tell, man. Are you on your medicine? Are you doing okay? Are you taking your medicine every day?
I'm trying to, Joe.
Woody goes, damn, you got to talk about me taking medicine now? Way to go. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today? You sound a little down, man. I hope you have something upbeat to kick in the weekend, a little something.
All right, well, FSU is trying to move forward here after the whole incident yesterday with Marvin Wilson, the player over there, and Mike Norvell, their coach, as he came out and basically said that he spoke to each player individually. That wasn't exactly the case. He sent out a kind of a mass text to everyone, but The team had a team meeting yesterday, and it looks like they're moving forward here after things kind of got a little bit fiery yesterday.
It's over. So you got to give it to the Florida State coach. Whatever he said, the leader of that team said, we're moving on, we're all good. The coach wasn't completely honest on what he told a reporter. And let's get together. We've had great dialogue. They're moving on. There's a lot of moving on going here today. I think a lot of people have, most people are good with Drew and Florida State head coach. So, yeah, that thing kind of went out quickly. Could have got ugly, and it was taken care of.
Well, this one was funny yesterday. We had a former Louisville wide receiver, Jaquay Savage, who went on Twitter, and he wanted to talk about his former coach, Bobby Petrino, and he says, that's one thing you could never say about my college coach, Bobby Petrino. He doesn't have a racist bone in his body. That MF hated everybody.
Oh, man.
Hey,
that's funny.
Bobby Petrino. That's a different dude, man. When I went to those ACC meetings when he was still coaching, I didn't realize how much all the national media guys, who I really had a couple days to spend with those guys, they really hate him. Right. They really don't like, and he doesn't like them. You know, now, Bobby Petrino's been through a lot, like, right? I mean, Bobby Petrino, the one that had the girl on the back, girl that he was.
Motorcycle, yeah.
Banging on the back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Did they get in an accident? Right. They got in a motorcycle accident. She got thrown off, and he told her, "Take off, get out of here. I'm married. Get out of here." That's a bad situation.
Yeah.
The girl you're banging on the back of your motorcycle. That's
right. That's right. Got to be careful, you know.
Yeah. He was always nice to me. Like when he saw me, of course. He's actually, I guess. Pretty good coach, right?
Yeah, pretty good coach, of course.
The NFL guys, he was only there for a cup of coffee. They hated him, but anyway.
By the way, he cracked a vertebrae, had four broken ribs, and a seriously beat up mug, if you see the picture, by the way, after that motorcycle crash.
I think, did Mrs. Petrino stay with him? I think she stayed with him.
Yeah, I think she did.
I wouldn't have gone in the Rose family.
Oh, no.
By the time I got home and that was out, I'd have had those papers.
Mm-hmm.
Those papers you never want to see unless you both want them.
By the way, the girl was a student athlete coordinator for Arkansas at the time. 25-year-old Jessica Durrell was on the back of the motorcycle.
Yeah. All right.
Whoop.
That's pretty funny. That was a good one there, Woody. See, that
right,
was good.
Right.
That
all
was
right,
good.
Well, we go to this next one here. We've seen a lot of broadcasters kind of shifting around here. We've also seen some get fired for different comments. But Jonathan Vilma is moving from ESPN. He's going to be heading over to Fox Sports, and it looks like he's going to take the role of Rondé Barber over there and work with Kenny Albert. They lost Charles Davis over there to CBS. So, again, there's a little bit of shifting going on here, but it looks like Jonathan Vilma, the newest NFL analyst to get in the booth.
Jonathan Vilma had a pretty good role at ESPN. Good for him. Jonathan's done great, man. Listen, Vilma's done great with this stuff. So good for him moving over. Is he going to do? Is he going to be doing college games? Right, doing the college games? Or
no? Well, it says he's going to do NFL coverage with Kenny Albert. Right. So he's going to be actually in the booth. It looks like.
Good for him. Good for him, man.
Good stuff.
All right, guys, we go to Vegas for this next one here, and I don't know if you saw the pictures and videos yesterday, but Vegas has reopened and the casinos are packed.
I don't know what you want me to say, man.
Yeah, those pictures and videos yesterday, man. I don't know.
I get it, and I'm not even commenting on it anymore. If like whatever. There are people that say we're wussies. If we're still worried about it, it's fine. Okay. This is all like, you know, stuff coming from politics. Okay. Well, go out and do whatever you want, man. What are you going to say? I mean, I'm glad you brought it up. It was packed. And you know, people are back spending money in the casinos, and the gambling heads have just been saving it up or are ready to go. But Woody, I don't know what, you can't do anything, man. You can't.
No.
It's all been said over and over again, so people can't go, I wish they would have told me that if we were this many people in a tight area, maybe they won't get it. Maybe they all got lucky.
Wasn't it the mayor of Vegas also that came out about a month ago or so, or a month and a half ago, was like, we could all just be the experiment here in Vegas. We'd like to reopen everything and just see what happens.
Yeah, she wanted to keep things going. She wanted to keep the economy, like, let everybody else shut down. We need it.
Right.
Let's do it.
Final story for the week here, guys, and the headline reads, man goes berserk in Colward, B.C. after drive-thru forgets mustard on burger. And this is a situation at a Wendy's here, and a man in Vancouver Island went nuts after they forgot to put mustard on his burger. It says Wendy's staff members had to call police. The man exited his car and began striking a plexiglass barrier that separates the restaurant takeout window. The suspect got out of his car, came up to the drive-thru window, began yelling at staff. He smashed the barrier and completely ripped it off the wall. Before leaving, the suspect threw the plexiglass barrier underneath another vehicle in the parking lot.
Anger management, man. Got to get some classes quickly.
I don't know. Mustard's important.
I know, like, things, little things can set us off now because everyone's kind of
right.
on edge. But
mustard's pretty important on a burger for me.
Mustard's grotesque. Yeah. I hate mustard.
Really?
I can't even look at it. It makes me sick.
Oh, my God. See? I love mustard.
I put mustard on fries.
What? Yeah. Really? Not honey mustard? Regular mustard?
Regular mustard on fries.
Wow. Wow. You are a strange bird.
I like it. Yeah. See, now I'm not a big ketchup guy. I mean, I like a little ketchup occasionally on an omelet next to it. But for the most part, I'm just mayonnaise and mustard on that burger.
So no ketchup even on a burger, huh, at all?
No, not at
all. Wow. Hot dog?
Nope. Just mustard all over.
Wow.
I don't either. I don't like ketchup either.
I had to get away from that spicy mustard. It joined the heartburn team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I had to get away from that.
So just the yellow mustard guy, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, the drive-thru guy could have thrown a couple packets of mustard. The guy probably handled that situation better. But I'm not saying the guy in the drive-thru should have broke the plexiglass.
Hey, can I say to you guys, we started all this delivery with food home over the last couple of months, I was like, oh boy, how many orders are they going to get wrong? I think we were 100%. I think all the orders, no problems with four or five people ordering every night. And, you know, everybody likes something different. And I come from this group is picky that is with me. And they haven't missed anything where you got to call if it's too much stuff. Like, hey, Can we get? Oh yeah, no, we messed up. We haven't had anything. We the restaurants have really done a nice job. Did you guys have any problems there?
I'm at 99%. The only time it's happened bad is when I went to go pick up the Mexican food one night and I ordered two things of fajitas. My wife got her fajitas, and when I opened mine, it was a salad. So either trying to tell me something or they just messed up my order.
Bro, did you eat the salad and just suck it up, or did you go back?
I went back.
All right.
I couldn't do that. Are you kidding me? Steak fajitas, bro. Come on, bro.
He did.
Not only did I go back, but I asked for extra steak.
Hey, you're setting me up. You know you're setting me up going, bro, why didn't you just eat the damn salad, bro? Like, salad ain't going to kill you, man.
I mean, there's lettuce in the fajita. And tomatoes or pico or whatever that is. It's like a salad.
Bro, that's kind of funny, right? They leave you a salad, like, the guy making it and go, screw the fajitas. I'm giving this guy a salad.
I mean, they're either trying to tell me something or they messed up. Oh, so one or the other.
That's funny. That's pretty funny.
Well, if a restaurant messes up, you have to go straight to Twitter. Try to get a gift card out of them. That's a good move to do.
We know who does that, yeah.
No, I think people do that. The complaining. And
I'm not trying to get somebody fired, though, for giving me a salad, though.
I got news for you right now, man. There are a lot of people trying to get a lot of people fired out there.
Oh, yeah, there's angry people everywhere, of course.
There's people, a lot of people, including some of you, still looking for my general manager. Mm. What's general manager's name again?
Of our place?
Yeah.
Carrie Ann?
Carrie Ann.
Yeah.
Carrie Ann, call Carrie Ann if you have complaints about
All right.
anything here.
Says, you don't have to go to our parent company. The parent company. Remember that guy? We had one guy who wanted the number for the general manager of the entire Intercom.
You're going to have that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have people saying, I want you guys, I'm so mad, I want you guys fired. Not, you know, got different choices if you dislike us or somebody says, I don't like your show today. So, okay, man, we can't keep more everybody happy. Hey, you know what? I was thinking Max Kellerman said nobody likes the NHL, right?
Ooh, like, dollar in the jar.
He would have been, yeah. But for having that big platform, I think it should have been a $100 bill.
Yeah. I agree. National show gets that, right.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I don't. By the way, we got a text that just said they put mustard on mac and cheese. Can I block this guy or no?
I don't get that combination. That mac and cheese, I like to leave by itself.
Mustard on mac and cheese? Sir, are you okay? Who hurt you?
You know what? I used to be a big baked potato guy. Big baked potato. Loaded. But I tell you what. So I start going to these restaurants, and they offer this mac and cheese with all these different cheeses on it. Man, forget the baked potato. I know it's super rich and got a zillion calories and stuff. But yeah, some of this mac and cheese that these restaurants make now. However you like it, you know, it's like, damn, right. Man, it's good. Yeah, I don't know about mustard on mac and cheese, though.
Come on, yeah, that's just a little too much.
That's a little disrespectful right there.
Right,
that's,
right.
That's a little, like, mac and cheese is one thing that you just, you know, it's on its own. It's pretty strong the way
mustard,
it is.
Mustard, ugh.
You got any, you want to share a couple of text messages here before we jump to the 8 o'clock hour?
305-567-0560, by the way, is the all-new Lex of Kendall and Lex of West Kendall 560, the Joe text line. I'll read you a couple here that just came in. Hallelujah, great for Vegas gamblers, real men and women, Rick and Davey. Rick and Davey sent that one in. He's excited. Was Hockman spotted in any of those Vegas casino pictures? No, we have not seen Hockman in any of those. He can bet online. He doesn't need to go there. Joe couldn't possibly be a communist. Communists rule with iron fists. He can't even rule his own home. Just ask the Uber Eats driver. That's from DC Rob.
Yeah, I got no poll here. They kind of act like I do. Like I say, you realize like they say 50-50. Where the hell's my 50% of like decision making around here? Just totally manipulated. Yeah.
Somebody just texted, mustard probably started the coronavirus. Sir, I like mustard. Or ma'am.
Yeah, I put mustard on a lot more stuff than the ketchup. Ketchup, I see, is popular around this house, but I'm not a big ketchup guy.
Not even on fries, huh? Not like
mustard could be the single grossest food there is, in my opinion.
Can I just tell you? I'll mix mustard and mayonnaise and dip some fries.
Oh,
wow. God, Joe.
I see people use mustard. I have to walk away. It's just the look of it, and it's just so gross.
Mustard's higher up than mayo, right? I think mayo's gross.
I mean, I like mayo, but yes, it does look gross.
Mayo goes on everything, and I'll tell you what mayo really helps. When you got some stuff that's a little bit dry, some leftovers, throw a little mayonnaise on that bad boy.
Wait a minute. Wasn't the camera guy? Who was the camera guy from CBS that used to come in that gave us that life cheat that said if you're making a grilled cheese sandwich, instead of, you know, spraying the butter, putting the butter on the bread, you put the mayo on there?
Well, I've had a lot of grilled cheese sandwiches over the last couple of months, and I have not put mayonnaise on that grilled cheese.
Right. And I kind of agree with this next texter who says we need to call the cops on the guy that puts mustard on mac and cheese.
That's a weird one.
Weird. That's weird.
That was somebody being a little bit different. That's right. What when you sit down and do that, the people in your family think,
"The hell's wrong with you?" Yeah.
What is? Yeah, you're a little different. That's out there. You may be by yourself on that one for sure. Mm. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.